What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Back on Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. It is an F-off Friday. We're more football than F-off today, though.
A lot of football today. We've been managing to F-off while talking about football in some capacity, so that's always nice.
That is true. I was trying to run back to the show, and I'm like, what are the hard-hitting topics we got to? And I was like, I really jammed Kevin Stefanski up on Pearl Jam.
Yeah, and then he jammed you up after the fact.
It was a reverse jam.
Yeah.
And then
there was a Pearl Jam?
There was a re-jamming. I don't know what was worse, re-jamming or a Pearl Jam, but a lot of jam coverage here.
A lot of jam. Yeah, neither one was good. I mean,
we both take L's. We both retreat to our corners.
But it's been interesting. It's been fun. I always like this type of thing because we have these conversations and being here and talking about like things that'll stay with us, like Cedric Tillman kissing babies like he's a politician, like those little things. I don't know. They just kind of stay with you for a while.
You trucking Dylan Gabriel.
Yes, that'll stay with me for a while. Yeah. And if this is the downward spiral of Dylan Gabriel, we'll know where it all started. It all started the worst day he's had the entire camp. No coincidence that he not treated me any sort of way, but almost ran into me and had no desire to
go out of the way. And then went 3-for-14 in his...
Could you imagine if I'd actually hit him now and then he went 3-for-14? Like if I hadn't done the juke move to get out of the way...
Okay, what did the juke look like?
Well, I can't stand up and do it for you now, but I'm glad we do it in between the break.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to talk...
Away from the cameras here, conveniently.
If you want to talk, I'll do the juke move. You want to?
All right. So JP is going to give us his juke here. He said earlier it was more of a shimmy. All right, so he's approaching.
I'm walking.
He's walking. Here's... that was more of like a 360 spin.
Oh, and hands up.
Yeah, hands up.
Hands went up.
Like that is like a full-blown Madden move. You usually have to use the L3, or I guess it would be R3. You have to use the R3 to get that kind of juke in Madden.
And like in that reenactment, I did almost fall down trying to avoid him. wild.
You know how pissed I would have been if I had to do this show solo because you broke your arm trying not to run over Dylan Gabriel?
Would have gave you more respect. Less respect for Dylan Gabriel, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah, like I'm Switzerland, and I am whatever Switzerland is to Dylan Gabriel. I would be full on a Gabriel hater in that moment.
I was waiting for like the audible gasps around me to be like, I was almost expecting someone from the Browns to come up and be like, "Hey, nice job avoiding him there." Like that.
So
was,
you wanted credit?
That
for
was. I kind of did. I kind of want someone to come up and be like, "Thanks for not almost taking out one of the potential starting quarterbacks." Thank you for the awareness there, because he was walking as if there was not a care in the world.
There was a 3% chance.
He didn't see me coming. How does he possibly see a pass rusher coming?
Can't see over DeJuan Jones.
Can't see past.
Yeah, that's true. I heard his processing speed, like, head in a swivel. The processing speed did not sound great here.
Hendrickson is going to put him in the ground.
Oh, I didn't see you there, Trey. So sorry.
Awareness not there for Dylan Gabriel. That's what we learned today.
There was like Madden awareness at 40. There was a chance that I was really hoping Stefanski had, like, heard about this, and the first thing he said when he sat down would have been like, "What? You trying to take out my quarterback?"
Or it could have been like, "Hey, thanks." I appreciate yeah, you not taking out my quarterback.
No, that actually is his quarterback. Dylan Gabriel is his boo. He's not going to thank you for taking out his boo.
After that practice, he might have been like, I kind of wish he would have been able to take the day off.
You know, all of a sudden, Kevin Stefanski drops down into DeLorean. Dylan, Jonathan, we got to go back. 3 hours. You're going to take out Dylan Gabriel. He's terrible.
I need you to save me from 3-14 and him just vomiting all over the football field today.
And then you just go.
They're all laughing at him.
And then you just respond, can't do it. Sorry.
Can't do it.
Not for me. If it was Shador, yes. But not Dylan Gabriel. He stinks. He'll stink today. As we've been having the Shador conversation, it's been interesting. There have been pockets of the internet that have, let's say, have accused the Browns of sabotaging Shador. I think sabotage is the wrong word. I do think they have slow played Shador. Is that fair?
Well, so it's interesting. And I got a DM, I think, last Thursday from somebody who had showed me, like, they'd kind of insinuated something along those lines. And then they showed me where there was members of the Sanders family liking the tweets that he was putting out there. So like, I do think there was a stretch in this camp already where there's been people around Shador or even just fans of Shador that have felt like maybe he wasn't getting the right amount of attention or the right amount of at least opportunity. But like, Shador can't think that way right now. There's no way Shador thinks that way right now because he's getting more and more each day.
And we don't have any evidence to suggest that he actually feels that way, which I think is interesting. Like, listen, I think his fan base is crazed. I think his fan base... To the extent of some of the people on social media, I think they leave logic and accountability at home. And that's as a guy who's defended Shador more in the last 4 months, or 4 weeks rather, than anybody not named Jonathan Peterlin at the staff. Like, I think there are legitimate gripes here in how he's been handled, but I think to use words like sabotage, I think you're just being a fanboy.
He hasn't been sabotaged. If anything, I could say that maybe it's not the position that Shador Sanders thought he'd be introduced to. But think about it. All he's done, day in, day out, is show he should be given more opportunities. And so, like, it's a long camp. He's going to continue to have opportunities as well.
But Ken's passionate rant the other day, which totally wasn't played up for cameras because he's above that sort of thing, made a national publication, or at least
I didn't hear it.
Did I hear it? Newsmax?
New York Post.
Was it Mac? We didn't ask you.
Did you really think we didn't know what that was? What a dynamic drop.
Come on,
in.
Fella. I know you're having a day, Mac, but come on. I mean, you blew right by the stop sign.
I genuinely thought you meant New York Max. What in the bleep is going on?
I need Kevin Stefanski to drop down with a DeLorean and go Mac. 3 minutes back.
I wish I would have been in the studio today and trucked you instead of almost trucking Dylan Gabriel.
I mean, buddy boy, that was...
No, see, Mac, the joke in the setup is the idea that Ken could not stop talking about the New York Post today and mentioned it 27 times this morning, and just in an alarming way, the amount of times he mentioned the New York Post.
I never knew that Ken's, like, career ambition was to be brought up by the New York Post.
One video on the New York Post,
which is
I know,
the
Ken,
biggest,
we saw.
Which is the biggest gossip rag on the planet.
Yeah,
it's not the New York Times.
The New York Times.
It's not the Wall Street Journal. It is the thing that if you just do anything in a loud volume, they will pick up. But it was great. I mean, good for Ken and good for his career. Ken, we weren't going to blow you up on it like this, and then Mac detonated the bit on air.
Could he have shoehorned it more into every conversation this morning, though?
You know, I was eating a burrito today while reading the New York Post.
Don't know if you guys caught today's section of the New York Post.
Oh, man, I just stubbed my toe. I'm thinking, because my mind's on the New York Post and whether I made it again today, because I made it yesterday. But anyway, so Ken.
There's a whole Ken Carmen section of the New York Post now.
I need 100 Cleveland men.
Mac's just firing clips to save his ass here.
I love that Mac jumped in as if we had no idea.
Mac is trying to turn this on to Ken as hard as he can right now.
I think it was the New York Post.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, okay, thanks. Thanks, Doc.
These guys really don't know. They really don't know. Where Ken? All right, now, Ken had went on New York Post. Have you heard about this? Have you seen about this? Heard about this? And then today, as part of his commentary on the morning show, he went into maybe his response to that and some of the responses he got on the Shador sabotage and his response on that. I've said response on that three times. Here's Ken.
It's the most open job in the NFL. It's the only real, truly, what's supposed to be open job in the NFL. And I'm talking about being a backup. I'm not even talking about being a starter here. They should never have said, you know what? I disagree with Daryl. Daryl was right. They should have never said it was a four-way competition. It was a totally open competition. That was probably not the smart thing to do. The messaging was not right. But as far as being a backup, I think it's as open as it gets. And to give him that opportunity. And if you got a 40-year-old quarterback that's starting the season who's a journeyman, we're not talking Aaron Rodgers here. You're on the fast track if you get that second quarterback job. So if he's able to beat out Dylan Gabriel and show what he has, guys, this is all going to be a waste of our time and our oxygen, arguing over reps in the first week of the season. I truly do believe, and talking to people who, by the way, are guys who cover the NFL, who are as cynical as they get about the Cleveland Browns, I will tell you this right now. And I got three people. Ken, you know what I think of the Browns. They are doing 100% right by Shador. They're doing 100% right by him and giving him an opportunity. Because if he would have fallen to the sixth or seventh round, to me, if he would have fallen to the sixth or seventh round, he would have even less of an opportunity. It's a packed room. It is very much a packed room. But he has a chance with this team that he just wouldn't have with anybody else. I can guarantee you that as long as he's able to conduct himself with professionalism, and he will, that he's going to play at some point in an NFL regular season game for the Cleveland Browns. You can't guarantee that with the 31 other teams. This is the best opportunity he has.
All right. Can we just poke holes in if the whole opportunity here is a backup quarterback competition, then this every backup spot to some degree in the NFL is open.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So the idea that like that's the cherry that's being dangled here, I think null and voids everything else here.
Well, I do agree with Ken at the idea, though, that we will see Shador Sanders play in a regular season game this year.
Well, but I think so that's not what I take quarrel with. The idea that it's an open competition and then it's pivoted to the backup competition is the open competition.
Okay.
Half the teams in the NFL have backup competitions.
Right, and you're always the starting quarterback not being able to do their job away from them being able to start. And that's kind of the premise there is like, well, Joe Flacco's 40 years old and he's going to eventually have the wheels fall off and then you're going to have your opportunity.
And by the way, there is it can't be an open competition even for the starter, because it's three guys and one guy's getting excluded.
Yeah.
And the one guy happens to be Shador, to this point being excluded.
Yeah. I feel like in the past couple days it's been better, though. And I feel like if I was Shador, I'd feel encouraged by that. But you're not wrong. In the lead up to this right now, he's been excluded and he's been looked at as the less than.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm okay if Kevin Stefanski builds it this way, because he doesn't like Dylan, or he doesn't like Shador as much as he likes Dylan. I'm not even talking about who got drafted first. If Kevin had no plans for Shador, his only plans were for Dylan, any way you're working him into the mix is some level of a bargain or a compromise from where you might have been in the draft. But to say this is an open competition or a, like even an open backup competition, that doesn't mean they're doing... Listen, this was not the best landing spot for Shador simply from the fact of he was the second rookie quarterback taken. It's hard enough to be the fourth quarterback in any room. But then to be drafted behind a... their quarterback in the same draft.
Yeah, second on your own team is not really great.
It's so damn, especially when like you're not a developmental guy. And that was another thing that I think they leaned into today. I'm a little disappointed that Lima, the guy who sniffs out all the nonsense the teams throw out, was just like, well, you know, they think he's a bit of a developmental guy. Yeah, that wasn't the take on Shador before the draft. That conveniently popped up post-draft, and it kind of fits into the Browns' narrative here. But to say this was the best landing spot for Shador because he's getting, I mean, at the start of camp was getting five reps with the three guys who work in the closet here.
Yeah, it's just able to showcase why he deserves like, a little bit more than
in
that.
In fairness, I don't think they've sabotaged Shador. At the same point, it's not like they've rolled out the red carpet and given him the keys to the kingdom and say, go ahead and take it, it's yours.
No, but I think the encouraging part, at least, and this is maybe where Ken was trying to go, is that Shador at least has been given the opportunity, and he's kind of ran with it, and then they gave him more opportunities. Like, I'd be livid right now if we got report day in, day out that Shador's looking as good as he is, and he was still just relegated to, you know, throw into whoever would possibly catch him passes.
And by the way, the Saints would be a better spot than this.
Well, I mean, obviously, yeah, they'd kill to have Shador in that room right now. Tyler Shuck seems like he doesn't know what he's doing.
When it comes to the backup situation with the New York Jets, yeah, I'd rather be if I'm Shador, I have less of a hurdle to jump over behind Justin Fields than I do with Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett.
Even
here,
with the
those
Giants.
Are two guys I just thought off the top of my
head.
But
even with the Giants, though, like it's Russell Wilson, then it's Jackson Dart. If it was Russell Wilson, then it was Shador Sanders. By week seven, week eight, you have a real chance to be out there playing.
And here's the thing.
He's got a real chance here, too. I don't want to make it seem like he does. He's got a real chance to be out here playing.
From the reps so far, they've given Shador the bare minimum. And that it has grown, and I think some of that actually is more owed to it's owed to two things. One, Shador's earned those crumbs that the Browns have thrown him, and then two, well, Kenny Pickett hasn't been here.
Yeah.
So I think this is another sign of if Kenny comes back and is ready to go, if Shador is back to throwing to Todd in accounting, yet again we'll get the idea of like, yeah, like let's not – okay, this doesn't have to be about saboteurs. It also we don't have to polish a turd like this guy's walking into the greatest, getting in on the invention of sunlight before the damn sun.
The part I get a little agitated about is the idea that Shador should be so blessed and so thankful, and oh my gosh, I can't believe not the Browns and this great opportunity to constantly go up against 13 reps. I'd basically be playing in Canada right now. Like that's not reality. Not reality in the slightest bit.
216-474-0092. Was this the best landing spot for Shador? I think if you had taken Dylan Gabriel out of the equation, the answer might be yes. Problem is, Dylan's here, and he is ahead of you, and he is blocking you from opportunities until otherwise stated. That and the long play with Shador in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.